This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in, to give musicians an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures. Self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
Hey, what's up?
My name is Femme, and I am an artist, and I live in LA. I'm at home right now. My dog's chilling on my lap. He doesn't give me a lot of personal space when I'm around because he loves me a lot. I'm by myself, except for him, and I'm exactly where I should be because I fucking love my apartment, and I love my life. LA's kind of loud. Like, I would say the one thing about where I live is I'm sandwiched in between other apartment buildings, and it can be kind of loud sometimes, but that also makes me feel a little less alone, and I don't know, something about the city is inspiring. Hearing people screaming, talking, having sex, things like that makes me feel like there's living, breathing people around me, and that's cool. If I want to get away, I can always do that, and I definitely do that sometimes, but I'm very aware of the sounds coming from shared walls and windows and honking people on the streets. Quarantine was interesting. It still is interesting. I was probably going to be on tour this year. That was the plan, but I didn't end up being on tour, and totally okay with that because I've learned a lot about myself and made a lot of really cool music and connected a lot more with my fans on Discord and my socials, and we watch movies together and we talk about stuff, and I feel like it gave me an opportunity to kind of slow down and pay more attention inwardly to people who really care about my music and care about me, and I care about them too, so it worked out. I'm not really too worried about anything other than probably mental health in general. My own mental health, which I've seemed to kind of figure out a little better through all this alone time. And then also, I worry about the mental health of people around me because I know this has been a really tough time, and I just encourage people to talk to someone, a therapist and friends, and to be really clear if they need help and not be afraid to ask for it. That's pretty much the only thing I worry about, is just taking care of mental health and making sure the people that I care about are okay. What do I do to keep myself busy? I don't really have to find too much to do. I feel like I'm inherently always busy. I think I have been reading a lot more lately and taking baths and trying to turn off my devices at a certain time before I go to bed so I can just kind of meditate and spend some alone time with myself. So I think that there's a lot of different people and personalities that have taken the quarantine and COVID and all that in different ways. And it's really interesting to watch how some people had complete meltdowns and rebuilt themselves again in a new and better way. And some people thrived and continue to thrive from it. Some people completely self-destructed and are really having a hard time getting out of a dark place because of all this. I would say, if anything, we can take this time and look at it as a blessing, because it's probably the only time in history where we've been encouraged to turn off and slow down. And that is unbelievable and such a treat. And it almost was like everything was moving so lightning speed, the only way it could go was to implode. And it did just that. So we did it. We successfully imploded on ourselves, and from the ashes we will rise as newer, better, improved spiritual versions of ourselves. I mean, at least that's what I hope for. I have gotten really addicted to Shameless. I'm almost at the end of it. I had never watched it before, but I have identified really, really closely with the characters on that show, and I fucking love that show. I feel like Fiona and I are very similar, so I have really related to that TV show. I watch it almost every day. And been listening to a lot of music that I listened to when I was younger, kind of bringing that back into my life. And just working with different artists I would have never worked with without the pandemic happening, because circumstances just have worked out. I don't know. Okay, so four people that I would choose to be isolated with. My dog, Mackenzie / Spun Boy, my creative director. God, I don't know if that like is considered to be a person, but probably just like an energy. And then like fucking myself, dude. I like really like hanging out with myself. I recently discovered that. I like it a lot. What would be your ultimate self-isolation snack? Whew. Well, if you know me, you know I really love matcha. I know that's not really a snack, but I love my matcha lattes. And I also really like beef jerky. Is that disgusting? I don't know. I just like it. So no, I'm not vegan. Sorry. But I also like popcorn and sweet green. I've eaten a lot of sweet green. I've racked it up there for sure. Is there any food that you haven't been able to get a hold of in shops? No. I'm pretty good on food. The one thing I haven't had during quarantine is In-N-Out. I should probably do that before all this is up. Just because. What are you looking forward to most when social distancing measures are over? I am excited to tour again. I think it's going to be awesome. I think we're going to go crazy. I'm excited to perform and just like be on the road and hang out with all the people that fuck with my music and I fuck with, obviously, because we're all tight and close at this point. Has anything surprised you about having to social distance yourself? Yeah, I always thought I liked being alone, but I realized that it was really difficult for me, and I'm surprised that through the initial difficulty of being alone with myself that I ended up really enjoying it. I'm surprised that I fuck with myself as much as I do. I really like hanging out with myself. Like, I even took little trips by myself to the desert and enjoyed it. Like, I think I almost like hanging out with myself more than hanging out with people. Now, new routines. Yes, my new routines. I definitely like to do yoga at home, stretch and do all that in the morning. I don't go on my phone while I'm in bed. I meditate and I say a few affirmations. I've been doing gratitude list every day, which is awesome. My dog's scratching his ear. Okay, stop. And I've been just meditating in general a lot more, doing like baths and trying to stay off my phone. Also been taking a lot more walks, which has been nice. And routine wise going on Reddit a lot more, and Twitch, and Discord, basically living on Discord. And my routine is like talk to my fans every day and check in with them. Like, we're really close. It's cool. I even gave some people my phone number, which is cool. Like, they'll text me randomly, but only like a few people. I have like two numbers. One of them's for like just texting fans, and then I have like a real number too, but they all go to the same phone, so it's cool. What's the best piece of advice I've seen or heard recently? I really believe this is true, but we accept the love that we think we deserve, and we accept the circumstances that we think we deserve. And if someone or something doesn't feel good, and if it's not treating you right, and making you feel weird inside, like, leave it. Just don't accept it. Just walk away from it. Because the more that you give into situations that you don't feel make you feel good, the more you're going to attract those situations. So I think it's hard to say no. And if you can learn how to say no to protect yourself, and to accept situations that serve you, you're going to come out on top every time. And it might feel scary because saying no is scary, but I think it's important to learn how to respect your time and your energy and your power, and just don't fuck around with situations that don't make you feel good. Every single time, you're going to come out on top and happier. And I promise you, if you start doing that and really start to try to love yourself and put yourself first, everything else will fall into place. It's like magic. My tips for people struggling are a lot of times mental health can be affected by lack of sleep, drugs, eating incorrectly, not exercising. There's all these elements that I think before trying prescriptions or anything like that, you should try to just look at your daily routine and see where you can improve. Because although like prescription drugs are important and a lot of people have chemical imbalances and they need those things, there's a lot you can do on your own before doing that. You know, even just trying to go to bed at the same time, our bodies are scientifically, programmed to be in a routine. And so it's good to try to keep to that. Watching what you're eating, watching also who you're hanging out with. A lot of times the people that you spend time with don't make you feel good. And so like, that's another thing. Get around people that fucking make you laugh, that make you feel good. You know, like if anything, this whole thing has made me realize it's like, if we're not having fun and enjoying life, what is the point of all this? Like, enjoy life, because it's just going at like light speed. It's going so fast. So like, if you can really engage in every moment and even laugh by yourself and, I don't know, just try to have fun with it, you know? And don't take it too seriously. I think that's a big thing for anyone struggling. It's like, you know, you could feel like you want to die and then the next day it can all go away, or in a week it can all go away. And trying not to sit in that feeling, trying not to, you know, give too much power to those emotions that come and go, and like obviously recognize them, but don't give them a lot of power. Don't spend a lot of time thinking about them and, you know, giving them more power. Sometimes you get in a weird mood, but if you can like kind of rise above that and not let it control you and your life, you know, I think just like don't take shit too seriously. It's not supposed to be taken too seriously. Nothing's that serious, you know? And I think that if you live long enough, you start to kind of see patterns where you're like, damn, I really like gave a fuck about that one situation. And then a year later, you're like, wow, I don't even care at all. It's like, if you give things time to kind of just let them lay, it'll all work out, you know? And if it doesn't work out, then it wasn't meant to be in your life anyway. So I really like Trevor Project as a charity that I am passionate about helping them, working with them. They work with homeless queer youth, and I think that's extremely important because I know there's a lot of families who are shameful of having queer people involved with them, or they shame them and they kick them out because it's a different belief system. And that's wrong. And I know that I have before felt in a place where I wasn't safe at home, or I wasn't safe confiding in my parents or people close to me about my sexuality. And I did have a period of time where I lived in my studio and had to get away from people who didn't understand my way of life and just had to agree to disagree. And I just removed myself from the situation. And I was lucky enough to have a studio, and I moved in with my girlfriend at the time, you know, and yeah. But a lot of people don't have that, so they go to the streets, and I think it's extremely important that we think about that, you know. It's not just, it's not easy, And I think that Trevor Project does a really good job of helping homeless queer youth. So anyone listening to this, I just want you to know that if you know who I am, cool. If you don't, that's cool too. And it's nice to meet you. And I make music, I make art, but most importantly, I try to help people around me, and I care about you, and I care about the world, and I care about your mental health, and I care about, I just care a lot about people and how they feel, and I always want to be there for anybody struggling. And if I can connect with you through my music, cool. And if I just connect with you through like weird shit I tweet at 4 a.m, that's cool too. And I take my art very seriously in a way that's not serious, but that I care about the messages that I put out there. And it's not just, you know, making a song to make a song. It's like, this is a movement. And we have a really cool crew of people who stick together and support each other in the Discord. And if you're ever feeling lonely, or like you don't belong, or you have no one to talk to, like, please come join us, and we are here for you. Yeah. All right. Signing off.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com, @sddpod on Twitter, @socialdistancingdiariespod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/socialdistancingdiaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production. Voiceover by Gemma Moore, by Jed Shepherd. Concept by Tom Dark.